The North Dakota Beef Commission presents Straight Talk from the Beef Checkoff.
We're taking a step back this year and really taking a look at what's happening with the market, the reality we're dealing with today. Jason Zahn with us, rancher out of Towner, North Dakota, a member of the North Dakota Beef Commission. Jason, talk to me from your perspective. What's one thing you're looking at with this beef market right now that maybe isn't as straightforward as it might seem?
Well, I think one thing that we can admit right now is I don't think we have this market completely figured out. You would expect with the prices that we're seeing here that maybe demand would soften a little bit, but that really hasn't happened, and it's pretty exciting to see it that way. But yeah, there's lots of things that we're definitely watching.
So what do you see as the reasoning behind that? It seems like that consumer still going to the meat case, buying beef, even with these higher prices.
Yeah, we've been spending a lot of time on that, trying to figure that out too. And what we're seeing is that consumers are still selecting protein, and beef holds a pretty strong place there. Now, they might be adjusting the way they buy it, whether it's a smaller portion or a different cut, maybe not as expensive cut as they previously had been buying. But either way, they're not necessarily walking away from that beef counter there, you know.
Economy certainly on everybody's mind. Is there any concern that could shift, Jason?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely we're worried about that. There's definitely some tension there. We don't assume that this is just going to continue forever, which is why we're paying attention to how some of these consumers respond to what's important to them. There's some national research projects going on, like the Meat Demand Monitor. It still says more Americans are identifying as meat eaters. Beef demand at the retail has remained strong yet, even with the high prices. Important things to the consumer, taste still is at the top. We do have nutrition and health, very important, but taste still is at the top of when it comes to what the consumer is choosing from.
It does seem protein is the big part of that conversation today when we're talking nutrition. It certainly is in demand, particularly with all the talk with weight loss and those kind of things.
For sure, definitely, yep.
So how does beef fit into that story?
I think it's probably going to be whether they're buying beef or not, you know, or what cuts or how often. The shift in the markets can kind of tell us what we've got to do as a producer in order to get that consumer, keep that consumer happy, enjoy a good eating experience. I mean, we have to be able to listen to that consumer, watch what that consumer does. And as we talked earlier, you know, there's a lot of this dietary stuff coming out now where they're telling you, you know, you've got to have a nice chunk of red meat, you know, to help out and build muscle.
So along those lines, what are you watching most closely when it comes to consumer behavior?
I guess probably more than anything is just being able to adapt, kind of, you know, watching what drives their choices. Short-term markets can fluctuate, but understanding how consumers are thinking and behaving gives us just a better sense of what we need to do in the long range.
It all comes back to the producer. Why does all of this matter from your standpoint as a rancher?
Well, we're in it for the long haul, and if we can learn something now of why these people are still continuing to choose beef when beef prices are higher, down the road that might be able to help us when we get into a slump where they're maybe not choosing beef right away.
Again, it is May Beef Month, Jason. Any takeaway message for our audience?
Well, I'd say it's just a good reminder that there's still a lot to learn out there as a producer. We're in a very strong position right now. And we don't take that for granted. We're paying attention to what the consumers want, and we're going to move forward as best we can.
Good deal. Jason Zahn with us, rancher out of Towner, North Dakota, a member of the North Dakota Beef Commission. First in a series of conversations during this May Beef Month, as we take a look at some of the realities we're dealing with today.